bed looking so old it broke my heart. After talking for a while, I realized he lost his memory. I carefully asked him why he let these hippies live here, whether he was forced into it. But his blank stare told me he couldn't remember anything I had to give up. I turned and left the room. The crowd outside had scattered. Only she was still waiting for me.
You embarrassed me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Walking out of the ranch, everyone stared at me coldly. I couldn't care less. I strode toward my car. When I reached my car, I saw the tires had been slashed. A skinny guy sitting nearby was giving me a mocking smile.
You do that?